Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, the reformatted version for COVID-19. People are still working, still keeping their companies going, keeping people employed and safe, and going to market in new and unusual ways, but not so unusual as time seems to go on. And more people are listening to these innovative methods. But our next guest, Rhys Tisdale, President, Bluefield Research. Welcome.
Hi. Hey, Jeff. How you doing? Glad to be here.
Thank you. That's a nice background you got there. It's kind of alive.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to stay alive. So I appreciate that.
So you want to tell us a little bit about Bluefield Research? Because, you know, I've heard some nice things.
Yeah. So Bluefield Research, we're a market research firm based in Boston. Our focus is the water industry specifically, broadly speaking. That's water, wastewater, stormwater. We help companies understand not only what's happening in the market that could be drivers, which could be the state of the economy as it is today, what we see happening going forward, how that impacts, whether it be pipe suppliers, valve suppliers, engineering firms, utilities, public and private, or digital solutions. That's a big market for us recently. And so we help them understand that, what their peers are doing. And we do that through a couple different ways. We provide ongoing insight services, sort of annual retainer-based agreements, but also consulting as well.
It's interesting. You talked about wastewater. I've been reading a lot and seeing a lot of posts from a company called Opti. Do you work with Opti at all?
We do. Opti is actually, so I mentioned digital. They're in an interesting space. Niche might be a good way to put it, but emerging because they're really focused on stormwater management. Given what's happening with climate, larger storm events, utilities and cities are, quite honestly, overwhelmed in some cases by the large volumes of water that go into their system. So they're helping organizations manage that, and it's really interesting in a growing area. So Opti is we do work with Opti.
Why would Opti need research as an example?
I think that's a good question. I think what we try to do is help them understand, one, what their peers are doing. Do they have competitors? Who are their competitors working with? But also, where are the opportunities for them? So where are there are 50,000 water utilities, but then another 18,000 wastewater utilities. And then stormwater sort of can span across both of those. So what we do is help them understand where those opportunities might be as their business evolves and as they, you know, develop new or enhance their strategy.
So did you start this business?
We did. We started it in, it was like a long time ago now. So I guess formally in 2013. We launched the business. My partners and I, we come from different backgrounds, but market research more recently, both in the telecom space, but also power and energy. And in 2012, it was about when the sort of the idea came about. We said, well, where else is there an opportunity? Where is there a lack of information and insights? How can we help? And where are companies in need of that information? We kept looking around, quite honestly, globally, and water kept coming up over and over because it seems to us pretty obvious is that you can't live without water for 3 days. And there are a lot of different players and different strategies and business models being deployed. And we thought it was going to even be more attractive as time went on. Like I said, with climate change, with you know, other influences and opportunities, and just basic aging infrastructure and new build in emerging markets. So we thought that was an opportunity for us, but also for the sector as a whole. So that's how we got into it. And here we are today, still rolling, which is kind of incredible.
I always used to say in our other edition of our show, getting into the Wayback Machine, what did you do before Bluefield Research?
So my partners and I, we worked for a company, it was Emerging Energy Research, and we did market research in the renewable and energy sector. And that company was founded in 2003. We came from, you know, in at different times. But we looked at that space, that's where we were, and we were ultimately acquired by IHS, which is now IHS Market, in 2010. And so they basically rolled our insights into wind, power, solar, geothermal into their broader power analysis business. And so we were stuck around for a couple of years and then realized, you know, we like to bootstrap things. We like to figure things out. And they're an acquisitive company. I mean, that IHS, that's their strategy or has been historically. And for us, we wanted to figure things out. And that's kind of how we got into water. It was like, what's new? What's interesting? What can we figure out? And how can we help people?
Interesting. But the big jump from being an employee to being an entrepreneur, was this your first entrepreneurial venture?
It was and still is. So it was probably harder than, it's always harder than everybody tells you. It's going to be tough. You have no idea.
24/7, right?
Exactly. I think my wife now, where it's 2020, I said we started in 2013, we've come around to it. My wife, I think just this past year realized, wow, you're thinking about this all the time. And it is true. It's one thing that is great about what we do is that the topic for me is really interesting. I'm always trying to think of new ideas and figure out ways to apply different trends or different business models, what's happening in other markets. So, whether I'm reading the paper or reading, or talking to someone, I'm always trying to figure that. How could that apply to the water market? The water market as a whole is pretty conservative, right? And so trying to figure out, and I think there is needed change. I think that's another reason we got into this. The status quo is not sustainable as it stands. And we always thought that, we could add value there. And so that's what I do. We get to sit around. We're not building widgets every day, same thing over and over. It does change day to day. So to sit down with a team of analysts and talk about, hey, what does this mean? How does that impact the market? It's fantastic. But yeah, I mean, to your question, it's tough. And I wouldn't, even to this day, I wouldn't trade it for the world, though, quite honestly. It's better than,
There's nothing like being a pioneer.
I mean, pioneer. You can call me a pioneer. I don't know if I'd play it up that way. I'm a bit more modest.
American character.
Exactly.
So. It is the American character. And I say it in a fond way. I don't say it in a bad way. There are good parts to it. I have a background in national brands. Okay. And so I was steeped many years ago into psychographic testing.
Right.
For our listeners, what type, I don't know if you're doing psychographic, what type of testing you're doing. Can you tell them so that they're clear what kind of testing you do?
As far as you mean testing as in?
Your research. I was doing
research. Yeah, I mean, what we really do, I mean, we're doing business analysis, more competitive. We're applying, our experience as well as our understanding of market trends. And, where are projects being built? Who's building them? What are the strategies? What are the business strategies, channels to market by the various companies? How are they doing it? So that's really what we're doing. I mean, it is, so it's less on the marketing side, but more on, hey, could be market entry strategy. Companies come to us and say, we are a European company. We're a European engineering firm, and we want to get into the US market. Can you tell us what do we do? Where do we go? This is what we do in Europe or elsewhere, but is there a strategy? And that could be a number of things. They could be supplying pipes or valves. They could also be, maybe they're looking to buy a utility. And so we say, all right, well, here's your addressable market. Here's who the players are. Here are the policies shaping that market. Here are examples. We've got hundreds and hundreds for back to utilities, hundreds and hundreds of acquisitions that we've looked at, we've monitored over time. So we know what the key players are paying. We know where they're paying, what size, and what factors, whether it's water, wastewater, and so on.
So we've been speaking with Reese T. Tisdale, President Bluefield Research. Reese, if somebody wanted to learn more, contact you at Bluefield, how would they find you?
You could always go to us at www, if we still say that, bluefieldresearch.com. You can always find us at Twitter at Bluefield Water. And then you can always reach out to me, Art Tisdale at Bluefield Research.
Well, I want to thank you for being on Radio Entrepreneurs today. We hope we have you back sometime in the next year. We're always a big fan of water, clean water, stormwater management. We know it's a we know flooding is a big issue, but I want to thank you for being on Radio Entrepreneurs.
No, it's my pleasure. This is great. And hopefully we can do this again.
Good. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. And if you want to stay up to date as to how companies are competing in this new economy, just tune us in. We're on all forms of media. And you can find us, Radio Entrepreneurs, anywhere, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, you name it. And I want to thank you for being on the show. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.